You can probably start anytime you want. We're recording, so it looks like Chief Black may not be here yet, but that's okay.
Okay, let's get started. Thanks for everybody coming tonight. Is there supposed to be a citizen comment, or is that just a general thing?
So, so thanks for asking that question. Okay. So we have started to put citizen comment on all of our agendas. You don't have to do this, but we put it on so we could have this discussion a little bit. There is a move in the legislature to require citizen comment in any public meeting, but that has not been passed yet. So you can decide. I sort of feel like in some of our citizen committees, we won't use the public comment very much because we don't have people showing up to this meeting.
We
could certainly take it off if you don't want to do it. It's not that you.
This is probably the first time we haven't had somebody, so yeah. Unless they walk in lately.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's move to number two then and talk about the bylaws. And I didn't put this on, so I don't know who. Was it you?
I put it on because we early on in some of our earlier meetings, some of the first meetings, we talked about having some bylaws. And Wendy Page, our city recorder, put together a draft set of bylaws, which we reviewed, and now these are not perfect bylaws, but I think they are simple enough if you've had a chance to read them, and they're accurate. They describe the purpose of the committee. Those purposes have been taken out of the resolution and put into, you know, they've been put into the bylaws. But I thought you might want to consider some bylaws just so that you have some structure to this committee. And so there's kind of three main issues that I wanted to highlight, if that's okay with you. One is that the bylaws sort of formalize that there's a chair and a vice chair, and provide a way for the committee to select those every year in January. That's an easy way to do it. You guys can adopt any sort of procedure you wish, but it's easy to think of January as the beginning of a calendar year, and if we just stay on calendar years, that's a real simple way to do it. And so you can also, just one more word on the vice chair and the chair, because that's one of your items on the agenda tonight. We didn't put anything in here about, you know, you'd only serve 1 year or there's a limit. I think that the regular committee members, the five of you, can just select whatever you wish to do, and you can just keep doing that over and over again. Like if you want Corey to be the chair for a longer time, you can do that. Or if you want someone else to move into that and select a new vice chair, it's totally up to you how you want to do it. And the bylaws don't restrict you on the process. The second item I wanted to bring to your attention is an interesting item that is done differently at the city council level, but that is the in the meetings section, which is Article 4, in Section 2 it talks about agendas. And there's a statement in there that says any committee member, including non-voting members, may place items on committee agendas for consideration. I think that's the most that's kind of the most inclusive way to do this, so that we don't have to worry that if you want an item on the agenda, you just need to reach out to me or Wendy Page, who's our recorder, and we'll put it on the agenda. And if everybody's okay with anybody having the ability to put something on the agenda, then I think that's a real simple way to do this. Not that we have to spend a long time on everybody's items, but at the city council level, they have an ordinance that says that a little differently. It takes two council members, or it takes the mayor, or it takes the city manager, and they discuss that from time to time, and it might even frustrate some of them. I don't know if it does or not. We haven't dealt with a lot of conflict because of it, but I just put in what I thought was the easiest way to place items on the agenda. And then the last thing you probably noticed is that we do have staggered terms on this committee for the initial term, and then after your initial term is done, the next terms will all be 4 years, but the committee members will still stay staggered, if that makes sense to you. So I just wanted to point that out to you. And that's how you were appointed. So yeah, here's the roster that's on the screen. So you can see that, let's see, that Janet, I should have looked at this a little more carefully. Janet, Valerie are 3-year terms, and Mary, Rachel, and Corey are 4-year terms. So that's kind of how I think it just was put into the resolution, just so that we could have staggered terms, not because we like the 4-year people more than we like the 3-year people. We like everyone. I know. So other than that, the bylaws kind of give you general directions about meeting, you know, not less than quarterly, which is in the resolution, and gives you, you know, just gives you some supportive language, talks about who's on the committee. It talks about the role of the city council liaison in particular, because that's Council Member Van Langeveld. And so I think it's also good that there's member responsibilities in there, so that it's clear that there are some expectations that, you know, you'll come to meetings prepared, that you'll attend the meetings, that you'll arrive on time. And so, and of course, it goes without saying that you'll act in a courteous and respectful manner to your fellow members. But those are the bylaws, and we just thought we'd circle back, since we had talked about it in a couple of our earliest meetings, and make that proposal. We had a little time to work on those, so we made that proposal to you.
I read through them when it was sent out, and I didn't see anything that set off any alarm bells or anything I disagreed with. So I'm fine with adopting it now.
Do we need to make a motion to approve them then? Mm-hmm. Because even yes. though we've operated without them?
Yeah, they're written so that you can make okay. amendments to them, and you can adopt them by a motion of the committee.
Okay.
So I'll motion to adopt them, if everybody else is comfortable, if you've read them all.
I will second.
I would like to amend.
Okay.
Specifically under the section 2, role of the city council liaison, I think items B and C, I could be wrong here, but they seem to be saying the same thing, and I wonder if they were intended to be a reverse. One of them is report back to the council, and the other one is report back to the committee. So I think one of those, is that, am I understanding that right?
I think you're right that those are redundant, and it probably should mean that you're communicating to the council and you're communicating to the
That's what I thought.
So we can change that.
And then I just wanted to bring one other word to the attention of the committee to potentially change, but this is not something that I really feel like is entirely necessary. Same section down at section 7 where it says compensation and reimbursement. So I think the point of what's trying to be said in this section is there will be a stipend and then any expenses will be reimbursed, which are two separate pieces. The word that I feel like maybe could be replaced is compensation, especially as it says compensation for their services, because this is a stipend and not a salary. Mm-hmm. I think that it might send a different message if we said something like stipend and reimbursement, or compensation could stay there, but compensation for their services, I think, leans into a salary idea rather than a stipend idea. and I'd love to know if anyone else sees that or thinks it's important at all.
Well, we could change it to a stipend for meeting attendance, because that's really what it is. If we don't attend the meeting, we don't get the stipend.
Yeah, so members shall receive a stipend for meeting attendance and reimbursement for expenses as adopted by the City Council and City Council at the City Council's sole discretion. Yeah?
Yeah.
I need to ask about that language of shall. I, for my work purposes, prefer not to receive a stipend or be receive that, and shall gives the impression that I've got to take it in order to serve on this committee.
Is that accurate? If it says shall, must the committee member take the stipend?
I don't think this document would bind anyone to that, but I do think when we say shall in these types of documents, it tends to be more mandatory. So if we wanted to say may.
Or you could say shall be offered.
That's better. Thank you. I don't want any optics taking a stipend.
Yes, sure. But not the recipient.
Okay. Right. And have you told us that you don't want a stipend?
I have, yes. Okay.
Because sometimes we mistakenly pay people.
No.
Now, that does bring up a question for me. I don't think it necessarily needs to be clarified here, but I've had working with the senior lunch bunch, I did have an instance where it's like, well, I can just go pick this thing up. And I thought, how am I going to get reimbursed? I mean, so if we are ending up being reimbursed for something, I think we need to somebody needs to tell us what the process is for that.
Sure.
Or if we're going to have to buy something, like what's the approval process that we have to go through before we buy that thing?
Yeah.
Do you think that needs to be in the bylaws?
No, I don't think so. But I think if we're going to be reimbursed,
I think it's enough to say and reimbursement for expenses, which is, I think, what you said.
So those were my two suggested amendments. A motion has been made, so then the maker of the motion can agree to the amendments or not. Would you agree to those amendments?
I do agree.
Thank you.
Those amendments.
Any other comments that people want to make? I'm not a voting member, so I can't second it, but I think it needs to be seconded again.
You just need somebody to second the amendments.
Yeah, you can just say as amended.
So I will second the amendments to the bylaws.
Yes. Yeah.
Is there a motion to carry?
Then just a vote.
Okay, we all the vote. Everyone say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Passed. Thank you.
Thank you. That was probably a lot of work, Wendy, and it's very detailed and going to be really nice. Thank you.
I do remember, I think it was our first time we met, we talked about
it. We talked about it, yeah. Yeah, and Wendy's great. She listens, and she created these a while ago, but we had a chance over the holidays to put them together.
Okay, let's move to three then, which you briefly talked about. And so I was just reading that, and actually when I saw this agenda last week when it popped up, I didn't know the rules. I was going to ask when we got here tonight, but you already answered that question. So it looks like there really isn't a specific way that if we need to do it or not. So I guess we just decide amongst everyone, and I'm partial. If anyone wants to sit here, then that's fine. I'm not.
I like the, you had said we have the option of, you know, choosing like what term. I like the idea of having a one-year term. Doesn't mean the person can't stay in whatever office they're in for another year, but it gives the person who's in that role the opportunity to step back mm-hmm. without feeling like they're dropping the ball in the middle of their term.
I'm on another nonprofit board, and we do it every year. Other ones, it's like 3 years or whatever it is. But there is one that I'm on that's 1 year, and it is nice because it mixes things up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would give all five of you an opportunity to.
That's kind of how we've done it. It rotates through because everyone.
Sure.
I'm okay with that. I mean, and how we usually do it is then it steps down to vice chair, and then just kind of you just keep rotating off.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should just like clear the slate and anybody who wants to.
So you don't want to automatically be
this
chair?
No.
And then vote somebody to be vice chair?
No. I mean, I'll do it if nobody wants to do it. But I think, you know, all five people should have the opportunity to.
I agree.
Step up and.
I think that's nice too, because it doesn't mean that you're committing actually for 2 years if you become vice chair, that you can just do vice chair and be done if you want to be done.
And I think I said that when I was elected vice chair. Like, well, we'll talk about that next year. But I think now everybody's been in this long enough to know kind of what it would involve. So.
Well, anyone want to nominate themselves for the chair this year? Miss Vice Chair?
Or someone
I'd
else.
I'd like to nominate Rachel Butterfield.
I'm going to denominate the nomination. No. I am really excited about this council and would love to like help with future leadership on it, but I have 1 year left of graduate school, and that's hitting really hard right now, especially working full time. So I've got to just hold on for just that another year. So, but I appreciate it.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So next year we'll get you. Okay, well, you're off the hook. Anyone else in graduate school?
I mean, I'll do it if nobody wants to do it, but, you know,
So I would just nominate you as chair and then someone else as vice chair.
Corey, are you sure you don't want to be chair again?
I'm more than happy to, but I do think it's good to mix it up.
Well, we didn't really do a full year last year.
That's true. It was
we
what,
started
March
kind
or
of
something?
Like in the spring.
Yeah.
I'm totally content being the same we've been, you know. Rerun, you know.
I'm okay either. You guys, how about this? I'll, as the chair, sit back for a minute.
I nominate Corey as chair.
I second that.
Okay, there we go. Let's take it to a vote then. Anyone oppose? That sounds like I've been appointed.
Are you, in your motion, does it include leaving yourself in as the vice chair?
If nobody else wants to do it.
Not that you don't have to do those together. I just wondered.
I think it's smart because, as you mentioned, we started mid-year. We've just, thanks to the good meeting last week. Last time we met in November, kind of adopted some energy around planning.
Sure.
And I think the continuity would be really helpful for another year.
Okay. Well, then we know who to next year it'll be. So.
I'm going to write your resignation. It's post-dated December 31st.
We won't do a motion for that.
It says in the bylaws you can resign anytime.
That's denied.
Amendment to the bylaws.
Okay, well, let's do that then. Let's make just a motion to keep the chair and vice chair the same for the following year until 2024.
I'll second that.
Okay. Let's have a vote. Everyone say aye. Any
aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that was an agenda item. We accomplished it.
Good it's job, hard. Team. I know it's hard to talk about yourself or nominate yourself or anything. So.
Is it this awkward on the city council when people do this?
No, they jump at nominations. The planning commission typically does as well, but Parks and Arts Committee was the same. Like, oh, I don't know. Who wants to do it? I'll do it. Okay, fine. It's exactly like this.
You see, I'd rather just do the background grunt work of phone calls and organizing.
That's really
the
nice.
The meeting stuff, I don't care.
I do. I kind of share what you thought said, though, is it took us a while to figure out who and what we are. And I do feel like we've done that. And so it is kind of a fresh start. And what, I can't remember, was it March or when did we start?
March or April,
March
something
or April,
like that. Yeah.
Well, and I didn't mean that as a criticism. criticism.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, no.
I agree. No, I agree. Because even I think our first two meetings, we were still, we had all these ideas and we had to figure them out. I think mm-hmm. we've done that. Yeah, I think we did that.
It really wasn't until fall where I felt like we were starting to, I don't think we've even yet hit our stride.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think we're just starting to develop a cadence, you know, because this was brand new.
Yep.
It wasn't like any of us had the benefit of stepping into something already established where we kind of knew, you know, and the new person just gets carried along.
Yeah. Well, then that actually, number four, let's move into number four so we can kind of talk about what we have done and everything else. And I, again, so this,
wonderful.
When I went to the end of year thing up at Eaglewood, and Mayor was going, not just our stuff, but all of the things that have happened this past year. And when he talked about our stuff, it actually was kind of nice because I was like, we did do that. Because it was funny because my wife came and as we're driving up there, she's like, so what have you guys done? And it was, I was telling her and it felt kind of like, oh, this. And I could tell she was like, and then he repeated what I had said and it did. Because I think the first, you're right, I think it took until fall till we figured out who and what we were doing. I mean, those first two meetings, we all had great ideas, but we didn't know what to do. You know, we were just, yeah, let's build this and let's do this. No, let's figure this out. So, okay, so this is cool. Because I hadn't actually seen other than what I talked about. And it looks, yeah. I
think So let me just give you a brief explanation about how this document was put together. I used Wendy's notes, my notes, and the minutes of the council of the committee meeting, where, if you remember, and the reason we put the presentation in the packet wasn't so that you'd have to go through the presentation because it's kind of long, but when we went through that presentation, the committee as a group selected these goals and then decided not to select other goals. And so they didn't make it to this list. And so I just wanted to say that's how this list was put together. If it differs from your recollection or if it differs from what this committee wants to do now that you've had a chance to look at this in one page, we can, of course, adjust it or amend it, but this is what we took out of the last meeting and sort of consolidated into the five major areas and then at least one goal for each.
I have a request. All of these look very familiar and to me, but I do recall that a lot of these were basically assignments to city staff, not anything that our committee was doing. And I look at this and I think, oh gosh, completion of an inventory of existing city open space, parks, and outdoor assets. And I'm thinking of walking around with my clipboard and and then it dawned on me, oh, wait a minute. I think that was for somebody on staff to do. For a working list, could this be put into like a spreadsheet or a table assigning whether it's the committee or staff that's supposed to do it? And we could set a timetable because I don't want to end up getting to the end of the year going, oh, darn, we got to get all this stuff done. And that way staff will know what the priority is time-wise, what gets done when, and so will we. I hate to give you one more thing to do. It's like every time this meeting ends, there's this whole list of stuff for staff to do.
Well, that's okay. It's very vice chair of you to give me some assignments.
And I would be willing to do a draft and then send it to you if that would be helpful.
I think putting this together in a tool that lets us see who's assigned, when it's due. I mean, yeah, we should do that. And I'm happy to do it. We have that for a bunch of things that we do, so no problem.
And then if there's members of the committee that are going to take ownership, if for committee assignments, if there's a member of the committee that's going to take ownership of that, because if we don't have somebody that's going to take over ownership of it, we might as well strike it, because it's not going to get done.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great observation. I think a lot of this does fall to the city staff, which I think is proper and appropriate. Some assignments are shorter than others, of course, and some fall to Linda for like social media outreach and newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
But if there are assignments on here that you see that you would like to take on, I think even things like issuing letters of support, and you have two assignments related to letters, I actually think a committee member can take that, or a couple of committee members if you wish.
Mm-hmm.
Those could also be combined into one letter.
Yeah, and it could be combined into one letter, of course. Even the social media outreach and the newsletter spotlight don't have to fall to Linda for original content, but can be put together by the committee. And so we probably should look at these as a combination of individual committee members or subgroups of the committee putting drafts together and bringing them to a committee meeting so that we're all in agreement, those kinds of things. So I think there is work here for committee members. This is not the most demanding committee right now, which is probably good for those of you in school. but there is some work here to do. And the other thing that we, I think there's some value to consolidating your goals, but there's also other things that we'll do in meetings besides these goals. And I think as we coordinate with the Davis Health Department and we continue to coordinate with Communities of Care and with other groups, as we work through the legislative session, there's even an issue about homelessness that hasn't made it into any of our discussions that we could add to what we think we want to do. So, I mean, it does seem, and because this is new, not just for you folks, but it's also new for the city staff, we are looking for our cadence, and I think that is a good word, Janet, that you used. We are looking to settle into a stride here on this committee, and I don't know that we've reached it completely yet, of course. But this is an excellent start, and I'm sure we'll add to it as we go. And we don't have to wait till the end of the year to put goals together.
And when you list who's responsible, can you list a name on staff?
Yes.
Because that way, like completion of an inventory of existing city open space. If when spring comes and I have some time and I want to reach out and say, hey, I can come and help, I know who to contact.
Yeah, you bet. Yep, we'll put names on there.
One piece that I don't see on here, and it might not be the place to put this, is any of our conversations about senior-specific resources. And that is a question. In my memory, in my notes, but those might not be right, we talked about for seniors in information sharing, that was our goal, is to maybe have like printed versions of the newsletter and then kind of a overview of resources that are already available in the county. Now, we have a senior lunch bunch and a council member that supports that group. Maybe that is a goal for that group and taken off of ours. And maybe that's already what staff had decided. Yeah, I guess just that comment. Is that what happened, Ken? Or what is your thought about
no,
that?
No, I didn't have as clear a thought as you just described on whether that should be on here or not. So I think it's a great thing to add here. And I don't think there's any problem with us adding something related to seniors. There's no problem with overlap with the senior lunch bunch or with Councilmember Baskin, who has that responsibility. So I think we can say anything we want about that.
At the last senior lunch bunch, I put together a handout of based on the feedback that we got in the brainstorming session with the seniors in November, where they wanted information about diabetes education and things
like that. That's
wonderful. So I liaised with Lakeview and got their schedule of glasses, and they're free. So I started doing that. Now the newsletter, they specifically asked
for printed versions.
For printed versions, because many of them don't have internet or know how to use it, even if they did.
I wonder if we maybe don't add anything with the senior lunch bunch as a goal, but in that kind of working document where we have listed our goals and who's working on those, we have an additional just section at the bottom that says additional work we completed. So it does, everything we do does not have to be directly tied to a goal, and it would be nice to have as a working document throughout the year. These are other things we happened to do on this committee that weren't our stated goals, but when it comes to the end of the year and we create a document that says here's what we've accomplished, here are new things we accomplished that weren't even prescribed in our goals, but look at the kind of dynamic work that's also happening in the committee where we don't have to be, we should try to achieve these goals, but also allow ourselves to kind of be dynamic in solving immediate problems like that.
Is that the job of city staff? I forget. Is it Wendy who is doing the notes? Who keeps track of all that?
I think that that probably falls to that probably falls to Wendy or to me, both of us together, probably.
Okay. Because I can keep a running thing if I know to do
that. I think those are this is great discussion. I envision that kind of a document that has goals and status and activities that we've done and accomplishments as, at least in my mind, as I'm thinking about this here tonight, could be something that we share with the city council in an annual report so that they can refer to it and sort of know and understand what the committee is working on and what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
So I think as we create that document, we'll look to that, to the idea that we'd share it publicly. I think, I'm happy to do that. I have a lot of those types of documents and what we do to try to stay organized, but I'm also happy to turn it over to the committee. Janet, if you want to let me take a crack at it and then we kind of turn it over to you. And I mean, I'm happy to do that too.
I think, to let you do it.
Well, maybe we do it in a form like a Google Doc that everybody can add to and look at and amend if they have questions or something.
And I think we as committee members need to also, I just thought of it when you mentioned that. And as I was looking at the email that came that lists in a different area of what's displaying on our screen, what we've accomplished. Well, one of those accomplishments was doing a brainstorming session with the senior lunch bunch to identify their needs. And never occurred to me to have it added to the list of accomplishments. But maybe that should be an agenda item every meeting, like at the beginning, as a touch base, so that if any of us have been involved in something that month to reach one of our goals, that we get it out there, because it might not be something Ken even was aware of.
I think we could add that into committee member business at the end of each of our meetings and go around and say, what else has the committee members been working on? And then in the notes and the meeting minutes, that can just be kind of a cue to, maybe add this to the accomplishment list for the committee.
I think it would make it easier for whomever is tracking our goals and accomplishments.
I do like the idea of the Google Doc, though, where we can all kind of chime in. And then,
I think that can be an effective tool for a committee like this, so where everybody can have access to it and look at it and type your comments on it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Do we need to, the Healthy Utah, is that something we have to do every year? Or once you're there, you're there? So we don't have to add it to. Okay. Now we can become unhealthy?
Okay. We can just ignore it now.
There we go.
They've changed the requirements too. So we got in under the old requirements. Nice. I don't know if they're harder or not, but I just know they've changed.
Cool. Okay.
So Ken, can you get the Google Docs document out like at least a week before the next meeting, mm-hmm. so all of us can go in
sure.
and claim whatever goal we want to work on, and then next month we can decide if any of these need to be removed from the list because nobody is willing or able to claim them. Because there are some things on here I have no idea. I have no idea about addiction.
You mentioned the answer is yes to your question about the timing. I think that would be a great thing for you all to have access before the next meeting. But you mentioned the inventory of open spaces and things. The city has that information, and we track that, but even by parcel number, we know exactly what we own. And so that's a staff exercise, and it will result in a map that we have a map. It needs updating, and so we'll take those on and present something to you so that you can make sort of higher level decisions like what should be the policy on city property. I think the city council has some important policy decisions to make about city-owned property that's underused, and it's underused for a variety of reasons. But a great activity for this committee, instead of putting that database together, would be for you to discuss how properties should be used. Do they lend themselves to being categorized in a certain way? Is there a way that they could be beneficial to the purposes of this committee? Do they have a health benefit if they were used differently? Can they be added to trails, to access ways, to some of the other things we've talked about? One of those parcels is a 9-acre parcel adjacent to Tunnel Springs Park. So the city council really needs, some policy direction on that, and there may very well be some health connections to that parcel if you think about building out the rest of the park and what we would put in it. So anyway, I think the more technical, maybe even menial work of assembling information is a staff role, and then I think this committee has a policy recommendation role. And we can help you with that too, as we move forward. But I think the city council envisioned that this committee would recommend ideas, recommend policies, recommend concepts related to its purpose to the council. And so that's where I think you could spend your time the best, is in a meeting like this or even in a subgroup where you work on these ideas on your own outside of a committee meeting. You think through things.
That working document where we can identify the goals and who's working on them, as you put that together, you can identify the first line staff assignments, and then mm-hmm. some portions would have options yeah. open for committee assignments, but some of them are really not coming to the committee. They're really being run by staff.
Yeah, I will differentiate between staff and committee work. Great point.
It's a great list of goals. I feel really proud of these. Well done, everyone, staff and committee. Well done.
Yeah, now that it's on paper.
Yeah, it feels, to me, this feels like it came out of a lot of mental energy that we all expended on a couple of meetings. And so I feel pretty good about the list as well. And I'm sure we'll add to it, as I said earlier. I think I've suggested in my cover memo that you adopt this as your as your goal document. If you'd like to work on it some more, you can, and we can adopt it at a later time. But I think it would be good for the when you. So the next item, which is a discussion about the annual report to the council, I think it would be good to be able to present an adopted list by the committee to the council. So it doesn't have to be tonight. If you want to spend some time, I can also put this on a Google doc for you, and you can amend it or change it or tweak it. And we could adopt it maybe next month if you want. If you think it's ready, we can just go.
I mean, I think other than the assignments, I mean, that's not part mm-hmm. of the goal. I think this is, unless you guys otherwise think otherwise, I think we should make a motion to adopt this because we can make assignments. We can, but I think this is good. It's January. Let's start.
My only hesitation with adopting it is if we find that there's nobody to claim something that should be handled by the committee, that then we have to amend it, which we can do, and take that item off.
I think
we wouldn't have to amend it. We could, at the end of the year, just say nobody took on that goal, and so we didn't accomplish that goal and put our resources elsewhere. This isn't a binding document by any means.
I don't think we're going to have that problem.
Our raise isn't attached to it.
In the bylaws, I think I saw it said the vice chair gets everything else.
Oh, really?
It'll just fall.
Anything left over gets done by a Janet.
Let's do that. And do you feel okay with that if we make a motion to adopt our goals for the year of this?
I'll second it.
Okay.
Can I add a comment in first?
Yeah.
So I think this is a great list of goals related to actions and activities for the year. I would really strongly encourage us as a committee to take these actions and activity goals and also think in terms of impact goals and how they might relate to the together. Not for today, this is fantastic for today, but throughout our work this year, I think it's a valuable and important part of it to not just mark that we got an activity done, but to think about what the larger connection is that we're trying to achieve and whether we achieved that part of it or not.
I think that's such a great idea. And I think as a process, as we're moving into this cadence, great word, I would love to see kind of a sequencing throughout the year where each fall we go into that thought process again and start doing a lot of this higher level impact thinking. And then as we review our goals from the last year, as well as set new goals for the next year, really go through like plan for several meetings that, hey, we're going to brainstorm this time and we're going to flesh them out the next time. So even if it's a 3-month process every single year, it really allows us to do some of that higher level impact thinking. I really like that idea.
I agree. And I think it sets us up for our kind of next thing we're going to talk about is the report. Because, like you say, we can just check it, but we have to be able to say what and why and what could we have done better or if we didn't accomplish it, why.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking of even the letters of support and encouragement. It's great to submit them. I think it's really important to be able to track and see what happened to those projects that we supported and to be able to say that this is kind of the actual impact of that.
I agree.
Before we move on to the next agenda item, this though brought up something. The emergency preparedness. We had talked about seeing if the city could supplement or offset the cost for somebody to go through the CERT training.
Yes.
And I forwarded the notice to Linda, who posted it. She probably got the same notice already, but she posted on Facebook, there is a CERT class coming up. So if we're going to do that with this round of CERT classes, and I think they're only twice a year, it's something we need to jump on if we're going to encourage people to attend and tell them that the city will reimburse the fee, which is really nominal anyway, but then that's something we need to get on.
Thank you for that. I will definitely look at that and get that to the city council.
Okay, so before we move on, so we had a second, right? Okay, so let's take a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone oppose? Okay.
And I'm sorry, so you made the motion?
Yes.
And who seconded the motion? Okay, Janet, thank you. Just because the person writing the minutes won't know, so good.
Okay, so that brings us to our discussion of our committee for the annual report. And I know, I can't remember if it was last time or the time before, we mentioned, we'll actually present that, right? Like, we're going to go to the city council. And when, is that next month or when do we do that? I mean, do we?
So that's part of our discussion. If you feel as though you're ready now to do that, we can just schedule it for an upcoming meeting. Probably the first Tuesday in February would be our next opportunity. A week from tomorrow, we have a meeting with the city council, but that's a little quick if your schedule doesn't open up. So really be it would really be a month from.
I think we would need at least this month so we can all decide, and then probably the next, what would that be, March, I guess?
Yeah, so the council meetings are on the first and third Tuesdays of the month.
Well, we could probably get the and last so part of February then.
February 7th or February 21st?
I would say the 21st.
So give February 21st?
That gives us a month to kind of figure everything out and get it ready. Can everybody be there that night?
It's not necessary that everyone is there.
It's not. Yeah, I was just thinking, if you can.
If you can, it's nice.
I can submit to being there because you'll be the voice, but some of the things I was involved in, so if they have any questions.
Yeah.
Or if they have another meeting, that's Stan and I's anniversary.
And the reason I was saying that, I don't.
Yeah, it's our anniversary, the 21st.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So I was thinking we could do another night.
We can have balloons and flowers for you.
Well, your partner in your anniversary.
City council.
Yeah, so
yeah, he may not miss the council meeting, so you know she might be available. It might be the only way you could have your anniversary.
Yeah.
So what time is the meeting?
Well, so that's the second question. Is we could put this at a work session time if it's easier to be sooner at 6 p.m. From 6 to 7, the council has a work session where they handle these kinds of items usually that don't require action. Or at 7 is the regular meeting. So whatever's more convenient for you folks, we can schedule you.
What would the council prefer? Because I think...
No preference.
Okay. There's no preference.
Okay.
Well, there's public attendance at the 7 o'clock one.
Right. There is more people. There are more persons in the audience.
Yeah. So I think for us to be able to just burn through, it would be faster to get through it if we went to the work session.
Sure, yeah.
I have a question on that. I just don't know, so I'm asking. The work session, does it get tracked in minutes?
Yes, it's also a public meeting and it has minutes. In fact, we call it a work session, but it's statutorily, it's exactly the same as a regular council meeting. So
let's do it there then, because I'm sure they'll have other.
So 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you make that, Corey?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, okay.
And we'll have dinner for you as well. So Wendy will reach out and see who can attend and order you some food. And I'm sorry, I don't know what dinner will be, but I don't know that a month ahead of time.
Well, it's got to be fancy for the anniversary dinner.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it's...
yeah, candles.
Sometimes it's Z Brothers Pizza, so, you know, it's... Great. Well, we'll schedule it for then. And I don't know if you want to discuss... We can, we could go over... In our February meeting, we could go over the council presentation.
Who will actually write that report? Is it something that Wendy will create and the committee provides content, or is it something that will actually be written by a committee member?
I think we've never done it before, and so I think once we get this, once we put these goals and the spreadsheet together. It's probably something, however Corey feels comfortable presenting it, and if you have ideas that you want Corey to make sure he presents, I think that's the approach. It doesn't have to be complicated. It can be really simple. I will see if the staff has any things like photos of you guys in any of our events. I'm not sure we've done that, but if we have those, we can, we put together a little PowerPoint. But it just depends on how you feel the most comfortable.
I would think, just update on what we accomplished and then show our goals and kind of say what we're hoping to accomplish this next year and kind of live with that.
It's great.
Because it is new.
It is new, and it also doesn't have to be a super long presentation or a discussion. It could be short.
So. Could you share with the committee, and especially Corey, if you're going to write the document, an annual report from the Parks and Arts Board so he can see what that has looked like in the past? And when I was chair of Parks and Arts, I wrote one version that I think we used 1 year, and then I think the next year, David did it, and it was infinitely better than he did, but also overwhelming, and I would not, the scope of what he wrote about was really impressive that I wouldn't put on your shoulders as a volunteer. And so just to see maybe how simple this could be, but also how it could look like a broader scope. But if it does move towards a broader scope like that, I would ask for maybe more staff help to put it together.
And I'm pretty good with PowerPoint, so if you need any help with anything.
Oh, that's great. I will definitely ship it to you.
Yeah, okay. You just got nominated.
I worked in corporate America where, you were basically evaluated on how well you could do a PowerPoint.
I need to take a class from you before I get fired by the council.
If there is last year's report or something.
We'll look at those. Okay. Those committees have different... the information in those committees lends itself to a different type of report. Like in the case of the Parks and Arts, they have 6 or 8 events, and so it's a little different. But I'm happy. We'll share those. And maybe this Google Doc format is a really good one for us to go post things, and you can go look at them. So
let's
great
plan on our next meeting.
Uh-huh.
Kind of having that solidified and kind of go over it. So if we or have it, because you said it was the
21st,
right?
So we will have a meeting. We will have a meeting on the 13th.
Okay. Yeah, so that day we'll go over it. We'll have it ready.
So we should have a draft before that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you can send that ASAP, that example. That'd be awesome. Do you have PowerPoint?
There is a holiday in February.
I use it way too much.
I'm wondering if it's the 13th.
I have to use it way too much.
Oh, so you're comfortable with it.
The 19th. There's 2 holidays.
Yeah. Do you know,
Valentine's Day.
For February, President's Day, is it the 13th? No, Juneteenth is close.
Yeah, it's February 20th is President's Day.
Yeah, because Valentine's Day is a Tuesday.
Oh, I see.
If it was 13, that means it's 20th. President's Day is February
20th. Okay, I gotcha. Sorry, somebody said Juneteenth, and it threw me into looking at the 19th of February, which is really not. It just happens because I'm old, and I'm slower than you guys. So... the name of the month is
the name
right
is
in the title.
Yeah.
So, I'm really not that slow. But you kind of got me on that one. So,
had a new employee.
Too many brownies
in
Christmas.
October come to us and ask if they got Halloween off. And I thought she was joking, but she was serious. So you never know what holidays are important to somebody.
They're all good.
That was the only holiday I always made sure I left the office early.
I don't know my holidays
Halloween, because I love in Illinois, the little kids would start coming around at 4 o'clock, and they were so cute. I always made sure I was home for the little ones. I was never home for my husband, but I was always home for those little kids.
Okay, let's move to the next piece and approve minutes from our, actually it's been a while, so since November.
I came across a couple of things that needed to be corrected. Line 63, 67, or sorry, six, yeah, line 63, 74, and let's see, there was one other, also 132. I think Janet actually made those comments. I did not. It was about information about the senior rides, asking where Wi-Fi was located, and then also translating some maps into Spanish. I think Jenna had made those comments, not myself. So.
Mm-hmm. Were those the only one? Or do you
those
have
are
one?
The only ones I okay. noticed, okay. personally.
Any other edits we need to make to those that anyone noticed? Okay. Can we have a motion to adopt the minutes from the 14th, please? November 14th?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Did you already correct line 114?
I don't think so.
I think that was me, actually. I had made that comment.
So that's a correction as well. On 114, it was not me making that comment.
Yeah, I think it was myself, Rachel Butterfield.
114, okay. Okay. Any other corrections anyone noticed? Okay. Can we get a motion to approve the minutes?
I motion to approve the minutes.
I second.
Okay, great. We take a vote to approve the minutes for November 14th, 2022. Yep. Everyone say aye.
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 Okay, anyone opposed? Okay, yes. To approve, okay. Okay. Whenever you speak right there, I feel like you're the guy on Tool Time. because I can see you, but I can hear you, but I can't ever see you.
Howdy, neighbor.
It makes me laugh because I can see your eyes and everything.
What was his name?
Alan. Oh, yeah. Alan. And he would always just give him advice. Remember that? Yeah. I know. Somebody called. Yeah, that was. Okay. Any other committee business that we have tonight?
I'd like to just speak on an update about the wellness survey. It's in the works. We are on track to open the survey at the beginning of February. It's open for a 3-week window, and then the university will do some data magic, and our results would be back to us by probably April, which is very cool.
That is
so
cool.
It's just in the works.
Yeah, very cool. That's quite cool. That'll be interesting to see. Any other business? I feel like we're way efficient. I feel like we need to make something up or something.
I have one.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's committee business, but it's probably a request to be an agenda item next time. I'd like some additional guidance on when or how we would recuse ourselves from certain conversations. Some of my work feels like it might overlap with some of the committee business, and I would want to not be part of that, but I don't want the other committee members to feel like I'm not present and engaged in the committee. So I guess I'm just asking if that could, maybe it's a side conversation, but it's just something that's kind of in my mind.
No, I think that's a good thing for us to all train on. We'll do that. They already did. I mean, I guess we could do it again. They just saw that video. They have to do it every year, don't they?
That training, yeah.
I guess we could do that.
We should front load this year.
Yeah, maybe we should. We'll show you the same video we showed you before. No, that's a good point, though.
Yeah, it's January.
And I think we'll do the same. Janet made a request to understand how reimbursements are done and the process for that. So we'll do that too.
Okay. Good work, guys. Can we have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make that motion. I'm Janet. I don't know who's listening.
Thank you, Janet. We have a second?
And I will second.
Okay, meeting adjourned. Thanks, guys. We were very efficient tonight. That was impressive.
I tried to put lots of items on for you tonight.